Okay, we're at the 2008 Microsoft Pro Photo Summit. I'm here with Skip Cohen. Skip, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for being here.
Now, you've just come off stage talking about marketing practices and your top 10 marketing practices for photographers. How do we condense that into a little five-minute summary of your presentation?
Oh, I essentially took 10 points out of a four-hour to full-day workshop on marketing, because the challenge today, especially in a tough economy, is that photographers need to do things that they should have been doing all along but didn't really pay attention to because business was always at a certain level. Well, now it's a little tougher to find the client. So, one of the key points was just talking about diversifying. If you're a wedding photographer, for example, why not go back to the client a year later to do their first anniversary shot? Mm-hmm. Why not go back to the client a year or two later when more than likely the odds are that the first child's being born? Why not stay with that family through generation to generation, just like when we start with a family doctor, you tend to keep your family doctor until the kids are grown up and out of the house, and even then most of us, if our doctors are still living, we stay with the same doctor. Well, why not? My suggestion is, why not stay with the same photographer? And a photographer's will work to diversify so that if you started out and you photographed the wedding and they liked your work, then be there for their first anniversary, then be there when the kids are born, be there as the kids grow up. As the kids grow up, mom and dad are becoming more established, maybe they've got a business, and there's a commercial application that can come in. And then all along the way, there are different opportunities to just stay with the family. That was one of the key points in terms of things they should be doing, as well as building their brand. For example, photographers are competing for space, getting through the noise to consumers, the same way that General Motors and Ford and McDonald's and everybody else is. So how do you get your name out there enough to make sure that they know who you are when they're thinking about the needs of a professional photographer?
And are these pieces of advice, are these specific just to professional freelance photographers? How about, let's say, the enthusiast that's looking to earn a little bit of money on the side?
Well, if the enthusiast is looking to earn a little money on the side, then by my definition, they're becoming a professional.
Right.
My definition of professional is essentially anybody that's paid for any level of photographic services.
Okay.
But the challenge with the enthusiast is that because of digital technology, they seem to think that they can jump into the space, but they're not producing necessarily a quality product. So if they get to that level, by all of our definition, if they got to the level where their quality is good and they're pricing their product appropriately and delivering with the same service a professional would, then that kind of meets the definition. So it's really more for the professional or that prosumer that wants to be in that space and is working part-time but producing work that's good enough that they feel they can sell it and have a client base.
So, Skip, I'm a freelance photographer. I'm building a brand for myself, but I want to do it smarter, do it better. What are some tools, some assets, websites, conferences? What can I do to actually learn about this and be more successful?
There are actually a lot of different workshops around coming up in New York in October is Photo Plus Expo. There'll be a number of business programs on there. I know that in past years I've spoken. In February, the WPPI convention has a full-day business institute. Last year there were 540 people that attended, and it's all programs on marketing, on workshops. And then also follow photographers that you think are successful. There's a children's photographer in Illinois by the name of Vicky Toffer, who I think is doing some of the finest marketing work that's ever been done in photography. Go to her website. She's got newsletters.
As an example, what's something she's doing?
Her website. Well, she's doing, she's identified days of the year that have a specific theme,
mm-hmm.
all appealing to mom, because mom makes the purchase decisions
right.
on especially children and family portraiture. And she's identified days of the year that she has specific themes. Sandy Putsch also does a whole series of different programs. In October, they do a fun house, a haunted house, Halloween day, and are doing portraits. Look for those opportunities that create some unique marketing promotional ideas. Vicky Toffer, for example, did a program last July that she did a program for the Peoria Humane Society to raise funding and food for pets. And the deal was that if you brought a bag of dog food or cat food to the shoot, you got a free 5x7. Well, she did 120 sessions in an afternoon.
Wow.
And had 40 people on the waiting list.
Yeah, cool.
Well, she worked her butt off in mm-hmm. a program like that, but she created an awareness in the community of who she was and what she did, and people like buying products from companies they perceive as giving something back. So it's all about branding and self-promoting, cause-related marketing in a way that really helps the community at the same time the community helps you.
Yeah, I think one of the points that you made in your presentation, if I can kind of give it away here on camera, is you were talking about photographers. Christmas time and holidays is a really good example where if you're a photographer, you should really be choosing a few of your photos, maybe even taking a few for that holiday and turning that into a greeting card.
There is no photographer on the planet that should ever be buying a store-bought card or their own stationery. In fact, there's a book on keepsake photography by a photographer by the name of Barbara Smith, who's spoken for us at WPPI a few times, that just goes into the detail of how to create the images yourself, how to make your own stationery, how to make holiday cards, how to make table cards. It's a consumer product in one way, but when it comes to the professional for your marketing material, your own photographs should be on your own thank you notes, your holiday cards, and then the piece that people tend to miss, you put the image on the front, but on the back, you've got your name and address, your website. It's very soft sell, and it's just a nice way to show your own work.
Right.
So why, as a photographer, if you're proud of your work, then why in the world would you go to the drugstore to buy a box of holiday cards this season?
All right, Skip. Well, thanks for being at the ProPhoto Summit 2008. Is there a website we can go to for more information on your talks?
Definitely. WPPIonline.com will have information on the convention and everything that will be all the programming that we'll be doing.
Great. Thanks for coming. We'll see you next
year. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Cheers.